DeepEnglish.com. Fate or Random Chance? Fluency Booster. Part B. The day they decided to meet, the coincidences got even stranger. They both were wearing the same clothes, a pink jacket and blue jeans. Did the coincidences get stranger? Yes, the coincidences got stranger. What was strange about their meeting? They both were wearing the same clothes. They both were wearing a pink jacket and blue jeans. They both were skinny and tall. They both had brown hair in pigtails. What was similar about their hair? They both had brown hair in pigtails. What else was similar about their looks? They both were skinny and tall. They both had 3-year-old Labradors, rabbits, and guinea pigs. North England Laura brought her guinea pig with her on the day they met, and they looked exactly the same. Both guinea pigs were gray with orange spots on their butts. What animals did they have? They both had rabbits, Labradors, and guinea pigs. How old were their Labradors? The Labradors were both 3 years old. What did the guinea pigs look like? They were gray with orange spots on their butts. North England Laura and South England Laura are now 18 and have become good friends. How old are the two Laras now? The two Laras are now 18. Did North England Laura and South England Laura become classmates? No, they didn't become classmates, they became good friends. They both think that it wasn't random chance or luck that brought them together, but fate. What brought them together? Did chance bring them together? No, chance didn't bring them together. Fate brought them together. Tsutomu Yamaguchi was born long before the two Lauras, but he also felt that fate had guided his life. Was Tsutomu born before the two Lauras or after? Tsutomu was born long before the two Lauras. Did he think that fate or chance guided his life? He felt that fate guided his life. Tsutomu worked for a company called Mitsubishi in Nagasaki, Japan, during World War II. In May of 1945, he went to Hiroshima on a 3-month business trip. What company did Tsutomu work for? He worked for Mitsubishi. Where did he work? He worked in Nagasaki. Why did Tsutomu go to Hiroshima? He went to Hiroshima on a business trip. Tsutomu finished his business on August 5th. He was getting ready to leave Hiroshima early the next morning. When did Tsutomu finish his business? He finished his business on August 5th. What was he doing the next morning? He was getting ready to leave Hiroshima the next morning. He was on his way to the train station when he remembered that he forgot something at his Hiroshima office. He turned around and went back to get it. Where did he forget something? He forgot something at his Hiroshima office. Did he go back and get it? Yes, he turned around and went back to get it. At 8:45 in the morning on August 6th, the first atomic bomb in history fell on Hiroshima. Tsutomu was on his way to the train station for the second time when the bomb fell. When did the bomb fall on Hiroshima? The bomb fell on Hiroshima at 8:45 in the morning on August 6th. What was Tsutomu doing when the bomb fell? Tsutomu was on his way to the train station when the bomb fell. If he had not returned to his office, what would have happened? If he had not returned to his office, he would have safely left Hiroshima. The bomb was only 3 kilometers away. He saw a big flash in the sky and heard a very loud noise. The power of the bomb knocked him down. How far away was the bomb? The bomb was 3 kilometers away. What did he see and hear? He saw a big flash in the sky and heard a very loud noise. Was he knocked down? Yes, the power of the bomb knocked him down. Suddenly, he couldn't see and his ears were badly hurt. He was also badly burned on the left side of his body. He couldn't walk, so he crawled to a shelter. What happened to his eyes and ears? He couldn't see and his ears were badly hurt. Was he burned? Yes, he was badly burned on the left side of his body. Could he walk? No, he couldn't walk. Where did he crawl? He crawled to a shelter.